Light, read, and written by Amelia. I can't stand this. It hurts so much. Why didn't I see it? Why didn't I stop it? Why didn't you tell me? Did you think I wouldn't care? Did you think none of us would? Why didn't you know that all of us would drop everything to rush to your side? You were a better actor than any of us ever gave you credit for, because you managed to keep your pain from us all. Should I have tried to protect you more from the impersonal life that is show business? Was that what hurt you? Broke you? Sandy is reeling with shock. She doesn't understand either. She thought you were good. That being with her made you happy. That your friends made you happy. That I made you happy. You were so loved. And it wasn't enough. What did we do wrong? What could we have done to help you? Why didn't you ask? I'm going to have to get up and move on from this. We all are, but I'm not sure how. You were such a light in my life, in all of our lives, and things are looking so dark now. I can't believe I have to write this. That you're making me write this. You're too young for a eulogy. I'm too young to write it. All I can think of are all the things we never got to do. The things I will never experience with you. The things and events in your life that I would have loved and remembered forever. I wanted to go to your wedding. I wanted you to call me ecstatic, telling me about your daughter or son that was just born. I wanted to drink beers on your porch, watch our kids play in the backyard. I wanted life with you, Jared. I wanted life. But you're gone now, and I'll never understand why you did this. I'll never get to ask you what broke you. I'm not sure I can live with that. Not understanding, not knowing. It will haunt me for the rest of my days, this question of why. Why you did it. Why you didn't tell me. Why I didn't see. Could I have done something to stop this? Of course I could have. Of course. But I would have had to see your pain, and I was too blind to notice it. I feel like this is all my fault. The guilt is choking me. But I can't let it break me. I can't, because I know you wouldn't want it. I know that you regretted what you did the moment it was too late to stop it. I'll try to let you go now, Jared. I'll try to move on. I'll take care of Sandy and your mom and your sister. I'll take care of myself. I will have life. Goodbye, Jared. Friend. I love you. Say hello to heaven. Jensen puts down the pen and folds the paper neatly. The candle burns bright and steady, just like his friend always did. Silent tears spill down his cheeks as he tips the paper into the flame and watches it burn. You were never of dust. You were of light, and you are light still. Flame, starlight, moonshine, and the sun will always remind me of you.